Welcome to the Canby Report Council interview series, Erin Shum.
Hello, thanks for having me.
No problem. Maybe for those who don't know who you are, could you tell them a bit about what your background is and why you ended up getting into politics in the first place?
Yes, well, I'm born and raised in Vancouver. I'm a new mom with a three-month-old baby girl named Abigail. I'm a current park board commissioner, so I was elected in 2014 and I sat as an independent starting in 2016. I'm a small business owner. I own a organic day spa in Kerrisdale, almost a decade in business now. So it's been quite hectic, but lots of learning experience on that end. And I'm also an education assistant with the Burnaby School District specializing in autism. So quite a busy, busy life, but I'm loving every moment of it. And I got into politics just volunteering on campaigns and had friends of friends running. And somebody reached out to me and asked, like, you know, you're born and raised in Vancouver. You went to UBC, you have a small business, you work with special needs children. Have you ever considered politics? And at that time, I was 30 years old and I looked around and my friends were getting married or having children. And I thought, you know what? I need to give back to the community. So I put my name forward and ran for park board, got elected and proud to serve the community as a park board commissioner. I served as vice chair. And now I'm taking the step up to Vancouver City Council. And I'm hoping everyone will recognize my name a bit and hopefully they'll vote for me, Erin Shum.
So if you do get elected on October 21st for council, you'll probably be facing a very divided, mixed council of people of lots of different parties and maybe a few other independents. How do you build alliances to drive forward the agenda you're running on?
Well, my platform is building a Vancouver for families. And I think working across party lines with a new mayor and new council members and park board commissioners, I think we all kind of share the same ideas. I mean, my platform is building more childcare spaces, building a senior center for seniors, having safe streets. And that means picking up the garbage, your daily basics. And then, of course, building complete communities. And that includes helping small businesses, supporting paid parking. So then we can reduce it by for holidays and paid and public holidays, as well as Sundays. So families can go out, enjoy a cup of coffee and not worry about their car getting ticketed. So just little things that we can do. And I think working across party lines, I think everyone would want to see that happen. I mean, who doesn't want their garbage picked up? Who doesn't want a nice, clean city? And I think it's time for everybody to work together and put away the partisan politics and really focus on getting back to helping out the residents.
So one of the big concerns on the front of everyone's minds is housing. What do you see as the crisis as it stands, and what would you put forward to fix it?
Well, I know everyone's talking about affordable housing, and that is very, very important, especially me being in a new family, young family, and trying to live and stay in Vancouver. And I think it's really important to look at complete communities, and that means supporting small businesses, rolling back our parking so then people can enjoy local businesses. And the big part is building housing that is creative, that's intergenerational. So for me, if I want to live with my parents because my parents can help with childcare, then we need to look at building housing that's intergenerational, and that means multiplexes, duplexes. So the missing middle where we can support each other and help each other and really expedite permits to create these housing.
Well, let's move into maybe the downtown east side. And one of the big issues there, but it actually spans the entire city and people of all walks of life, is the opioid crisis. What would be your approach and what do you think the city needs to be doing to tackle these issues?
So I had the opportunity to go into a training with Sarah Blythe on naloxone training. And a few days ago, I went on a VPD ride along to look at District 1. And I know it spans across the city, but I was able to really look at what we need to do to help this community, especially not just downtown Eastside, but also in crosstown area. So the lesson that I learned is we need to look at housing. We need to go back to housing and cleaning up the streets. And that means we need to find housing for people that are on the streets and that are vulnerable. So I think together, working with council and mayor and other levels of government, that way we can achieve building some housing, and that way that housing can help transition the people without a home to into more temporary, more permanent homes, so then they can get their medication, they can get the therapy sheets, or help them with teaching them how to use the microwave or the stove. So I think it's really important that we get support from all levels of government to really help out this community.
Are there any other areas of your platform that you wanted to delve more into?
I think I really want to make sure that Vancouver is a place for everyone, where, you know, small businesses can flourish and families can thrive. And I'm a millennial, and I know a lot of my millennial friends have had to leave the city. So I'm really focusing on building a Vancouver for families, and that's childcare, seniors care, safe streets, and complete communities.
I want to close out with two lighter questions just about you. First, Justin McElroy earlier this year ran a bracket competition for who should be Vancouver's unofficial ambassador, and ultimately Canuck the Crow from East Van won. Who would be your choice for Vancouver's unofficial ambassador?
Ooh, coming from a forestry background and a park board commissioner, I would say a cedar tree. It's native to our community. It grows, it creates fresh air for everybody, and we're one of the best cities. We have the mountains and the ocean, and I think the cedar tree would really represent our city. And I think that's something we should push forward.
Sure. And you mentioned you grew up in Vancouver, and over that time, even as a fellow millennial, neither of us are that old, but the city has changed a lot. What's one thing that we've perhaps lost, either a venue or a event or something that you wish we could bring back, even if maybe politically it's not possible?
I think it would be some nostalgic small business restaurants. I think it's hard for me to see so many restaurants or even boutique stores going out of business because they can't afford rent or they've lost the workers. So I would love to see some of those retail stores come back and some of those local restaurants and cafes come back.
Well, if people want to find out more about your campaign, where can they find you on the internet?
They can find me via Twitter, AaronYVR, or www.aaronshum.ca.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.